In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue Louisa and the Mediatrix of All Divine Life, Part 3. And we are on page 4, the bottom of the page. Volume 35, 1214, 1937. And Jesus tells Louisa that there are three acts of done in the divine will. The first is the morning, the light beginning of the day. Then there's the morning light, that's the second. And now the third light. And this is where he tells us the depth of what the Lord wants for us through little Louisa. So he says, now, as she turns to the third act in our most holy divine will, and that is the full afternoon of our eternal sun is then formed within the creature. Okay, so here is everything step by step. Everything that the Lord is doing with us is step by step until we learn little by little how to live this life. This is what Jesus is asking. And it happens by reading. The more that you read, the more Jesus can teach you. The more that you put into practice the truths that Jesus gave to Louisa, the more you will possess this gift. So the knowledge of this gift is very, very important. And that means to listen to Jesus. Jesus is speaking to us in the Book of Heaven. More so than any of the other saints who wrote, like St. Faustina. Jesus spoke to St. Faustina about the final devotion that he's giving to his church before he returns. Okay, and this is something that God now wants to give to us. It's a new beginning of what the Lord has planned for mankind. And he's looking at us and he's saying, read this, study this, let me speak to your heart. So that you'll love it. Let me speak to your mind so that you'll understand it. And that's why as we read, we're happy because Jesus is speaking to us. And deep within our soul, we recognize that. So Jesus says, as Louisa turns to her third act in our divine will, which is the full afternoon, it's the brightest part of the sun. It's the hottest part of day. Our eternal fiat, our eternal sun is formed within Louisa. And that's what God wants to do with us. He wants to form in us this eternal sun. Think about what the Vatican, the book that came from the Vatican on Louisa said. He says, the sun of my divine will is Louisa Picaretta. The sun, S-U-N, of this light is given to us through Louisa. So again, what our Lord is showing us is he's showing us that this is something that's going to be given to us if we wish, okay? But he says you have to prove it. And this is what the next part is. He says, do you know what Louisa gives us, Triune God, with this full afternoon? Louisa prepares a banquet for the Trinity. Now think about that. God has done everything. And now all of a sudden, a human is giving back to God what is God's. That's what the divine will is. And he says, do you know what Louisa gives us, Triune God, with this full afternoon? She prepares a banquet for us. And do you know what she gives us for food? It's the love. This is the divine love that we, Triune God, has given to Louisa. And that is the return of our divine qualities. To give back to what? To give back to God what is God's. So, I mean, what we do now is we breathe in doing the will of God and we give to God human sanctity. We you know, build churches. We have religious orders. We try to be good and faithful and true to what Jesus taught the apostles, the kingdom of redemption. And Jesus is saying, what God wants is the return of divinity. Now, we don't become divine. Okay, that's something that's very important. But what God is asking of us is that we breathe this divine I love you in, and then we return this divine I love you back to God. It's His. We don't keep it for ourselves. We give it back to God. This is why God created us in His image and likeness, so that we could give back to God what is God's. I mean, remember, when God breathed into the dust, what came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God. Think about this. What came out of the earth after God breathed the Ruah of God, the breath of God, in that dust was the image and likeness of God. And because of our human inadequacies, we say, it's Adam. That's what Jesus, that's what Scripture tells us. It's Adam. But we limit it to a human. Well, it's a human that came out. No. What came out of the earth after God breathed into the earth was the image and likeness of God. And Jesus came to earth, Mary came to earth as the new Adam and the new Eve. Why? To give back to man the image and likeness. So through holy baptism in the Catholic faith, the universal life, we understand that we begin to enter into God's image. And now when Jesus is speaking to Louisa, He gives the likeness of God back to us. And that's what God's waiting for. So He says, basically, our job is to feed God. Think about that. God, who is almighty, wants to be fed divinity. He is divine. He wants us humans in His image and likeness to give back to Him what is divine. Now, the first one, the only one who has done this at this point, besides the Blessed Mother, the Theotokos, the Mother of God, this the first human, is Louisa Picaretta. And this is what Jesus is looking for. He's looking for us to give a fiat. He's looking for us to give a yes. Okay, so this is something that's very, very, very important. And do you know what? Louisa gives us, Triune God, for food. It's the love that we, Triune God, breathe into her. She breathes it back into God. That's God's divine qualities. Again, what we have been taught for the last 2,000 years is how to do the will of God, how to be good and holy and saintly. What Jesus is asking of us is that we enter into living in the divine will, which goes way beyond doing. It really is to begin to live in the will of God. This is what God is waiting for. How spectacular is that? Our God is giving us a new beginning. So He says this. These divine qualities, everything carries the mark of our Triune's divine beauty and of our Triune God's chaste and pure perfumes. Everything. This is when think about this, when God created Adam, and this is the ultimate of creation, he created all the universe. Everything that's out there is for the love of man. And now He says, now for the love of God, He creates Adam so that God can dwell within Adam and participate in all that God has created. So He says, everything that's given back to God in the divine will are the mark of God's beauty, the mark of the chaste and pure perfumes of God. And then Jesus says something that is important for us to understand. He says, we, Triune God, like this so much that we eat our fill. Jesus talks to us through the experience that Louisa has had. And again, you have to understand, these are divine aspects spoken in human language, in human terms. So think about it. You know, some people are offended. You know, I'm not a bird. I don't open my mouth. God doesn't feed me like a bird. Well, Louisa says this is what Jesus showed her, that God wants to feed us. He wants to nurture us. He wants to strengthen us, just like a mother bird would feed the baby bird. But also, God wants to be held. How do we know this? Jesus became a man. And at Bethlehem, the Blessed Mother held Jesus, held God. What does Louisa receive as a blessing when she does the nine excesses of love for 9 months every day? Her reward was to be at Bethlehem, because there's no time or space in the divine will, holding the baby Jesus. Our Lady gives the baby Jesus to Louisa. Louisa holds God. Now why? God wants to be held. You see the great humility of God. And God wants to be fed. There's times in the writings where Louisa feeds Jesus, and some people are offended by it, but it's a divine language spoken in human terms, so it's very limited. And I remember one person got very offended when Jesus said to Louisa, "I want to have my way with you." And the person said, "You know, this is shocking. God wouldn't want that." Well, yes, God wants us to be totally surrendered to Him, so that He can breathe in our breathing, and beat in our heart beating, and gaze in our gazing, and walk in our walking. I mean, everything that we have, our senses, Jesus tells Louisa in volume 36, are made for God. He wants to have His way with us, so we can share in His divinity. You know, you don't take it in a term of being abused. You take it as Jesus says, "I want to give you a share in my divinity. And I can't do this if you fight me, if you don't give your fiat." And that's why living in the fiat is so important for us. We want to continuously say to God, "Fiat, yes, yes, yes." We want to continually say to our Lord, our Master, our King, our Savior, our all, "I'm yours. Do with me as you wish." I mean, think about it. It's the Lord loves us so much that He wants to breathe in our breathing. He loves us so much, as He says here, once we obtain that third act of living in the divine will, as Jesus taught Louisa, the full afternoon of the eternal sun is formed within us. That's the prayer of the priest every day at Holy Mass when he puts the drop of water under the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ, as Christ humbled Himself to share in our humanity. So therefore, once this is formed, once this eternal sun is formed within us, and again, the only way that that can happen is by living in our nothingness. To live in our nothingness is to say to God, "I want you to be everything. I want you to be my all. I don't want to think anything separate from you. I don't want to say anything separate from you. I don't want my heart ever beating separate from you." See, it's to live, I want to live in my nothingness so that you, God, can be everything. And what does Jesus say to Louisa when Louisa says this? "I want nothing but you." Jesus says, "Brava, Louisa, finally, I found someone that doesn't want to do holy things or good things or saintly things, but wants to share in my divinity." See, it goes beyond. You have to understand, volume 1 through volume 10 is becoming the divine mirror of Jesus. That's doing the will of God, being good and holy and saintly. And when you've learned basically volume 1 through volume 10, the next step is volume 11 through volume 19, how to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay, that no saint ever possessed that. They did the will of God. They learned volume 1 through volume 10 the hard way. And then volume 11 through volume 19 is the first time this was ever spoken to humanity. Those born of original sin is Louisa. Our Lady possessed it as being the mother of God, Theotokos. Her test was never doing her human will. What God is asking of us is to let this life that God gave to Louisa reign in us as well. That's why linking ourselves to Louisa is so important. When we link ourselves to Louisa, Hang on to your hats. It's going to be glorious. What God has got planned is going to be spectacular. And He needs us to cooperate with Him. He needs us to say fiat. This is what He's waiting for. So then, therefore, as you enter into this, you're going to learn from Louisa how to prepare a banquet for God. It's for God's glory. It's to honor Him and praise. This is what the rounds are all about. Do I love You? I praise You. I thank You. I bless You. I adore You. I worship You. You are my Lord, my King, my Master, my God. You're my all. I want nothing but You. All I want is what You, Jesus, are all about. That's all I want. When you read, it's always fun as you read the divine will to give your response first. When God says, Louisa, what do you want? And then you say, Jesus is talking to me right now. He spoke to Louisa. Louisa has given a response. I'm going to give my response. And then you could say to Jesus, I want to be good and holy and saintly. I want to live one with You. I want to be filled with the divine will. I want Your divine will to reign on earth as it is in heaven. I want. And then you read Louisa's response. She says, I want nothing but You. See, Louisa's teaching us how to live this abundant life. I want nothing but You, Lord. And He says to Louisa, brava, brava, Louisa. This is what it means to live in the divine will. It's not about being good and holy and saintly. It's about falling in love with God. Being so absorbed into God that there's nothing that you want but Him and Him alone. See, this is why it's important when Jesus questions Louisa, we read it as Jesus speaking to us because Jesus is speaking to us. But we have to respond the way Louisa responds. So give your response. When Jesus asks a question to Louisa, we say, yes. I remember the one thing that we read this earlier. He says to Louisa, Louisa, you are the redemptrix of my fiat. Aren't you happy? He's speaking to us as well. He's saying to us, I have given to you, who's reading the writings of Louisa, the redemptrix of my fiat. I'm giving to you Louisa Picaretta. I'm giving you the way and the how this is going to be done. And then he says to us, aren't you happy? And our response is yes. Yes, thank you for Louisa. This is a dialogue. This whole Book of Heaven is a dialogue. It's not a novel. And as you read it, the next time you read it, you will get a deeper understanding. The next time you read it, you'll get a deeper understanding. It continuously grows. Why? It's Jesus that's speaking. These words, he says, are divine lives. He's waiting for us to respond. He's waiting for us to enter into this eternal Son, let in the eternal Son of the divine will reign in us. He loves us so much. He didn't give this book to the saints. They didn't have Louisa. We have Louisa. Read this, study this, put this into practice. Listen to Jesus. Listen to Jesus speak to you. Let Him speak to your mind, your heart, your soul. What He's doing right now, he's asking us, he's saying, I want you to give us, Triune God, this food, this banquet, which He says is the divine love, which we give to you. And He says, basically, these are our divine qualities. Everything carries the divine mark of our divine beauty, of our chaste love, of our pure perfumes. Our Lord is giving us everything. And He's saying, begin to live this life. Learn to live it. Put this into practice. So when you're in front of the Blessed Sacrament now, and you know you spend an hour in front of the monstrance, what are you doing? Have you learned how to pray the rounds with the I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you, I adore you, I worship you? Are you looking at Jesus, adoring him and loving him and praising him and thanking him and blessing him and worshiping him? Are you? Or are you reading a book? What Jesus is looking for is this intimacy with him. The whole reason for the Holy Eucharist is for us to enter into his life. And again, when we receive Holy Communion after Mass, that 15 minutes, what are we doing? Jesus is with us. The host hasn't dissolved. That 15 minutes is to praise him and to love him and to glorify him and to worship him. And what happens after Mass a number of times is everybody starts talking and laughing and fellowshipping. No, this is the time to fall in love with Jesus, to be in communion with God, letting that eternal Son reign in us, to participating in his divine qualities and giving back to him his divine qualities. How do you do this? Read. Jesus will teach you. Study. Jesus will teach you. Never separate yourself from Louisa. She's the one that possesses this gift. She has the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. Our Lord is looking at us and he's saying, I have given you the book of heaven. I've saved the best for last. Do you want this? And when we say yes, he says, prove it. Prove it to me, Jesus says. Where's the I love yous? Where's the praise? Where's the glory? Where's the honor? Sharing in my divinity, where is it? Is it human? Goodness, holiness, saintliness, or is it divine? You know, we can't give divine without Jesus breathing in our breathing. We have to recognize, Jesus, you're breathing in my breathing. This is a divine I love you. I want to give back to you your divine I love you because it's yours. I want you to be happy because we are now what you planned to be in your image and likeness. Do you see what God is waiting for? He's waiting for us to begin to understand what this is and to put it into practice. So he's looking at us. He's really asking us, do you want to do this? So he says, so we, Triune God, like this so much that we, Triune God, eat our fill of what? Of what God has given to us. We give back to God what is God's. We don't give back to God what is human. That's what the saints have done. When, think about it, we've mentioned this before, when St. Teresa washes the dishes, doing the will of God, God looks back and says, oh, there is my little daughter, Teresa, honoring me and loving me, and how good this is, how holy this is, how saintly this is. When Louisa would wash the dishes in the divine will, the father would look back and say, ah, there's my son doing this. This is a divine act. It's Jesus in Louisa doing this. Why? She said, do with me as you wish, Jesus. I surrender myself to you, Jesus. You breathe in my breathing. You beat in my heart beating. You wash in my washing. You, Lord, I want you to reign on earth in this dust, as the saints possess you in heaven. This is what's happening. We like this so much that we eat our fill, and even if something may be missing of our status, since the soul is in our most holy divine will, the soul is the owner of all our divine goods. The soul takes from our treasury whatever is needed, and then prepares for us, Triune God, the most beautiful banquet, worthy of our supreme majesty. Think about that. Jesus is our Lord. He's our Savior. He's our Master. He's our King. He deserves to be honored and loved and praised and glorified as the God, true God that he is. And what we are doing in the divine will is we're saying, Jesus, fill me with whatever you want so I can give what you want back to you. A divine I love you, because it's your divine I love you. A divine praise you, because it's your divine praise. A divine adoration, because it's your divine adoration. See, this is what we're training ourselves to do. We're training ourselves to surrender to God so much, to be so docile to God, that He can fill us with Himself, and then we can give back to Him what is divine, what is His. It's not ours. So we can't say, I'm doing divine acts. No, a human can't do divine acts. I mean, look at Peter when he walked on the water. He said, if you are the Messiah, command me to walk on the water. Jesus says, come. I surrender my prayer to you, Lord. Let it be done as you say. This is what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to allow Him to be the Lord of our life. This is what He's waiting for. So He's looking at us and He's saying, I'm going to teach you the way I want you to learn. Not the way a saint wants you to learn. This is not the way Louisa is. Louisa's not teaching us. It's Jesus that is teaching us. What Jesus is saying to Louisa is the way He taught her. What she put down on paper is to help us echo what Jesus gave to Louisa. So therefore, it's Jesus that is doing this. Remember, Louisa is she's the one who, as Jesus says, is the mediatrix of all divine life. The divine will is the mediatrix of all divine life. Louisa possesses this. But He says to Louisa, you're nothing but a blade of grass, Louisa. You're nothing. He says, what you're allowing me to do is to reign in you as Lord and God and Master, as King. This is what I planned for Adam. And Adam said, no, I want to be in charge. I want to rule. So what we're doing is we're allowing God to be God. This is what's happening. So He says this very, very clearly. Even if you are imperfect, which all of us are, He says something may be missing for God's divine status. Since the creature is in our holy divine will, the creature is the owner of all our divine goods. The creature then takes from our treasury whatever is needed and prepares for us the most beautiful banquet that is so worthy of a God, of our supreme majesty. You know, if you, with royalty, you don't give royalty, you know, mutton. You know, you find the choicest lamb, the choicest little lamb. You're not an old lamb that's, you know, greasy, an old sheep that is greasy. This is what God is looking for, is that we understand who He is. This is why we genuflect when we go into church. We genuflect and we say, you are my Lord, you're my Master, you're my King. You are my Savior, you are my God. And I adore you, and I love you, and I praise you. The genuflection is what you do before a king. You can't fight. The king is standing in front of you. And you go to your knees, you know, saying, I surrender to you. So when we walk into church, you don't just bounce off your knee. When you bless yourself as you walk into church, you just don't throw water on you. You say, Lord, bless me in the name of the Father. Bless me in the name of the Son. Bless me in the name of the Holy Spirit. Bless me. Bless my family. It's to say to the Lord, you're my God. You're my King. I trust you. I believe in you. I hope in you. I have confidence in you. So Jesus says this banquet is so beautiful that we, triune God, invite all the angels and all the saints to sit at this celestial banquet. We are the ones that are preparing this for God and His angels and His saints, so that they may take and eat with us the divine love that we have received from the soul, Louisa, who lives in our divine will. And we are linked to Louisa, and we're going to learn how to do this. Don't be anxious. Don't be worried. Don't be fearful. Don't be negative. Say to Jesus, show me how to do this. Teach me how to do this. And he says, go to Louisa. She is the one who I've chosen from the beginning of time to possess this gift. Go to Louisa. How fortunate we are to be given this little daughter of the divine will, Louisa Picaretta. How fortunate we are. Again, I love the saints. You know, I love the saints. They are great. They are heroic. They are magnificent souls who went through an awful lot to do the will of God. But now Jesus says, I want you to live in my divine will. I want you to do more than what I wanted the saints to do. I want you to live in my divine will. So we say to Jesus, how do we do this? How can I do this? Jesus says, read. I will speak to you. I will touch your mind that you will understand it. I will touch your heart that you will love it. The new era has begun. Again, go back to what John Paul II said at the canonization of St. Honorable de Francia. We are now going to begin a new and divine way of holiness. He says, get ready for the third millennium. Get ready for the glory of the church, the new springtime of mankind. So everything that's happening in the church today has to happen. God is purifying his church. When a little kid comes in from playing outside in the mud, what does the parent do? The mother puts him in the tub and scrubs him. You're filthy. You know, you don't come into the house like this. You know, you hear your mother. What, were you brought up in a barn? Close that door. You know, she's teaching us. You don't eat dirt. She's teaching us. This is Holy Mother Church as well. And at this point in the history of mankind is filthy, dirty. And what we're going through now is a purification. And it's just the beginning. You have to understand this. Jesus says, I have to purify the church, purify the world before I can give this gift to them. Because it's so holy, it's so beautiful, it's so wonderful that he needs us to be purified. So in each of our lives, if you're really striving for perfection, in each of our lives, he's saying to us, get closer and closer to me, the Lord God Almighty. So what happens is when we go to confession, we might not have confession is like sifting dirt. You might not have those big boulders, the major mortal sins. But there's the next sifting that takes place, and that's there's many rocks smaller than that that have to be eliminated from our life. And then there's the next sifting. There's hundreds of smaller rocks that have to be eliminated from our life. And then under that, there are thousands of smaller pebbles that have to be eliminated. God wants perfection. You must be perfect as my Heavenly Father is perfect. That's all about love. So he gives us the divine will. This gift of the divine will is about the love of God. How magnificent is this? The love of God to enter into this divine life. And this is what we're reading about. We're reading how to begin to live the life that God wanted for Adam from the beginning, which is now with a new Adam and the new Eve, how to live the life of Jesus. How to live the life of Mary. So God's given us this opportunity. And that's what we're reading. We're reading about this. And he says, we invite all the angels, all the saints to sit at this banquet that they too may take and eat with us what? This share in divinity. The divine love that we have received from the soul, Louisa, and the soul's linked to Louisa, where she lives in the divine will, we're trying to live in the divine will. Again, as soon as you're worried, you're out. As soon as you're fearful, you're out. As soon as you're complaining, you're out. As soon as you're negative, you're out. The other way to understand whether you're living in the divine will or not, if the word I, me, my, and mine is gone. We are so egotistical. We are so self-centered and selfish that we're always saying, I. Oh, and then I did this, and then I did that. And that has to be gone. Why? Because what God is asking of us is that it's we. It's our life has to be focused on Jesus. Our life has to be focused on Mary. And it's to be, they are the ones that Jesus is looking for. He's looking to see whether we have that spiritual DNA of Our Lady in us. Or if we have the spiritual DNA of Jesus in us. Jesus, Mary possessed the spiritual life of Jesus. The spiritual DNA, if you want to say, of Jesus. This is what God wants us to have. So he's saying, he's looking at us, and he says this. He says, now after we've banqueted together, the other acts that Louisa does and the souls linked to Louisa do, in our will serve some to form for us celestial melodies, some form for us loving chants, some form for us the most beautiful scenes, some form for us our repeated works, which are always in action. So what does that mean? That means, let's just look at this melody. When St. Francis was speaking to an angel once, he said, let me hear the music of heaven. And the angel said, you can't do that. You'd die. You'd die of ecstasy. He says, well, can I at least hear one note? And the angel said, here's one note of heaven. And Francis went to ecstasy for 3 days. You have to understand what God is bringing us to has not been seen before. No eye has seen, no ear has heard what God is going to do for those who love him. We have no idea. And this is why Jesus says to Louisa, once the divine will reigns in the souls, he says, unheard of prodigies will occur. These are things that the saints don't even see. The saints don't even know. Unheard of prodigies are going to begin. And it's already beginning now. As you begin to live in the divine will, you're always filled with a joy, a hope, a confidence in God. Because even, you'll experience this, even you'll think of something and go, I think this was important. And you'll forget about it. And then the next thing you know, there it is, and it's done. And you go, the Lord is so good that he is doing this. In the divine will, everything's being accomplished. Everything's being done. Like look for your family. So if you're living in the divine will, Jesus is gazing and you're gazing. Jesus is hearing and you're hearing. Jesus is speaking and you're speaking. Jesus is touching and you're touching. When you're with your family, Jesus is there. The peace, the joy, the happiness of God is there. The love of Jesus and Mary is there. Your family's being healed. And why? You are peaceful, full of peace. You are joyful, full of joy. There's no worry. There's no negativity. There's no complaining. What's happening is God is purifying your family. How? By purifying you first. Getting rid of your worry, your fear, your anxiety, your complaints, your negativity, and your sin. Again, nobody's perfect yet. But perfection is coming. It's the only way to live in the kingdom. Every human being in the kingdom is not a saint, just a saint, but living in the image and likeness of God. And that's what God's doing with us. Do not worry about anything. What worry says to Jesus is, you're not a good God. I don't trust you. Because if I trust you, I would be peaceful. But I don't trust you, Lord. So I've got to worry about this. I've got to be upset about this. I've got to be negative about this. God says, stop it. His command to his apostles and disciples were, does worry add one moment to your life? And he says, of course it does. And then he says, stop worrying. God is looking at us. This is the test that we have to go through. And as we begin to live this, you're going to begin to learn how to sing to God, how to have these. This is what the rounds are all about. When you pray your rounds, let the Lord lead you in song. Say, Jesus, how do you want me to chant this? How do you want me to sing this? These praises, these I love yous, this glory that you, God, so rightly deserve. How do you want me to do this? I want to honor you. Teach me. Show me. Lead me. Guide me. Celestial melodies, loving chants, beautiful scenes, the repeat of your divine works. When you're at the ocean or at the lake and you're in the water, you say, I want to, and this is what the rounds are about, I want to adore you, God, as you adored the Father for this water. See, it's Jesus's rounds. It's Mary's rounds. It's the way they prayed. I want to thank you and praise you for this water. Lord God, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. As Jesus praised you, as Jesus glorified you. See, this is what we're learning. We're learning how to live this life the way Jesus did, how to live the life the way Mary did. Again, this is always in action, he says. Everything that God has done is always in action. In sum, Jesus says, Luisa keeps us triune God always busy. And when Luisa has given course to all her actions in our divine will, then we triune God give Luisa rest and resting together with Luisa. Now, if you look at sacred scripture, there's the evening of the first day, morning of the second day. Evening of the second day, morning of the third day, but there's no morning or evening of the seventh day, the day of rest. This is the day of rest. And that's what Jesus is saying. As you begin to do your acts in the divine will, watch the peace, the order, the harmony that you're going to receive within yourself. As you praise God and love God and glorify God in His most holy divine will. And then Jesus says this, and this is important. After the test, we begin to work. Starting another day, and so forth. What is the test? The test is not doing your human will. The test is no more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more sin. That's our test every day. And God will put us in situations where, what are you going to do now? And it's, Jesus, I trust in you. That's what we learned from St. Faustina. But more now, I believe in you. I hope in you. I have confidence in you. You are my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my King. Reign in me. Breathe in my breathing. Beat in my heart beating. Gaze in my gazing. See, it's this dialogue that you and I begin to have, one with Jesus and Mary. That's the test. Every day, he tests us. And then when you go to confession, this is what you confess. Blessed be Father, for I have sinned. I was worried. How many times today? I was fearful. How many times today? I was negative. How many times today? I was complaining. How many times today? And I'm sorry. I don't want to live this life anymore. I want to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, found in Luisa. You see the test that we have. It's to be free of all that is human and to enter into the divine, letting Jesus reign in us, Mary reign in us. Jesus says this, many times this loyal daughter of ours, since true loyalty consists in living our divine will, seeing that her brothers and sisters are about to be struck by the deserved chastisements for their sins, doesn't close her day, but prays and suffers to beseech graces for their souls as well as for their bodies. That's our prayer as well. The life of the one who lives in my most holy divine will is new joy. That's God's joy. New glory. That's God's glory. For heaven, help and graces for the earth. Now that's something that would be very important to write on your mirror in your bathroom. To live in the divine will is new joy and new glory for heaven. But help and graces for earth, for your family, your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers, your parishioners. Do you see what Jesus is doing? He's asking us to begin to live this abundant life. He didn't give this to the saints. He gave it to us. So we'll end there in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.